I'm Buxton Redding, and this is 500 Yards. Outside the dilapidated, dimly lit house in which she sat contemplating the future of the human race, a small bird tapped gently on the window. Brown, with a hint of red running from the top of its head down to the bottom of its neck. The bird was small, but full-bodied. Why it was tapping on the window, she wasn't sure. It's not like the window looked like food, or there was anything particularly inviting for a bird within the dwelling. In fact, she herself couldn't wait to get out. Judging by the groupings of four vertical lines, each connected by a slanted slash, which were crudely drawn on the wall with a leftover piece of charcoal she found in what resembled a Smokey Joe barbecue grill, she'd been inside the house for 47 days. Was this a Sunday? Was it April? She was having trouble remembering things. Simple things like her own name, her age. But at the moment, the day of the week and the month of the year were all she could ponder. This information was paramount to the survival of the species, according to her own internal monologue. She needed answers. Opening the window was out of the question, but the pudgy, little, ruddy-headed bird looked like it might have some information. She approached the window slowly, from across the room, not wanting to scare the creature away. To her surprise, the bird did not fly away, but instead slowed down the pace of its window tapping the closer she got. In fact, with each step nearer the window, the tapping slowed a little more until finally, as her face nearly touched the glass, there was only a tap. 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 She and the bird were now separated by only a thin pane of glass, their faces nearly touching. She stared directly into the bird's full, dark eyes and swore that it was twisting its head to the side between taps, specifically trying to tell her something. Tap. Head twist. Tap. Head twist. Tap. At the risk of offending the winged wonder, she began to mimic its movements. And upon the first twist of her own head, she swore she heard a man's voice somewhere in the distance. With each subsequent turn, it became more clear. Yes, she thought, it's two words, in English. The first word is clearly, hey. Whether being used as an attention grabber, or describing some form of dried grass, she wasn't entirely certain. The second word, for all that she could discern, was the word stop. Tap. Head twist. hey. Tap. Head twist. Stop. Tap. Head twist. Hey. Tap. Head twist. Stop. The words were muffled, distant, but they were definitely being spoken by a man. Suddenly, her eyes locked with the birds, and she realized it was him. The bird immediately stopped tapping, turned its head, and pressed it to the window. Now, certain that this mimicry was entirely appropriate, she followed suit and pressed the side of her face to the window. As soon as her ear connected with the cool, smooth glass, she heard the words as clear as day. "My name is Harold, and I have the answers that you're looking for."